Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Welcome back, Conquerors. It's going to be another great episode, as we always promise it is. We have Mr. DJ Nova behind the camera and on the audio. And then we have my co-host right here, Mr. Kirshan Mudli, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah. Welcome back, Conquerors. We are joined by the one and only a DJ, a multi-platinum selling producer, a professionalist, Mr. TJ. Mr. Yeah. TJ. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so
Kong
much.
Republic. Welcome to Kong Republic.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Definitely. Thanks for having me, guys.
But yeah, TJ, we're actually going to get to knowing you a little better, man. You know, get your fans knowing you a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know, the man behind the music, right? So we want to know, Jay, the first question. What is your real name, man?
My real name.
Yeah. Full name. Government name. The one on your ID.
Okay, so my real name is Jabu.
Jabu.
But I have like two names. Some they know me as Thabang,
right?
And then some they know me as Jabu, hence the TJ.
Okay.
Because now I think when I was in tertiary, I was using Jabu,
right?
But when I was in high school, I was using Thabang.
So
sometimes, when you meet someone and they'll say, nah, this guy's not Jabu, it's Thabang, because they used to go to high school with them, it's something like that, Yeah, but otherwise, my real name from the ID, it's Jabulani.
Jabulani. Twain,
yes.
Yeah. Nah, your fans, did you think they knew that?
because we couldn't find any information.
Well,
now we know.
So when do you think this all started? Like, how did this whole start? Like, your story, Jay, you getting here, you know?
The music journey.
Yeah,
so I started doing music when I was young. Okay, anyway, I'm from a family that loves music, by the way. Yeah. So my grandfather would sing, and then aunties, they are there, they would join as well. It's a choir at home, you understand?
Right.
Yeah, and then in primary school, I used to be a soloist in one of the choirs.
Right.
And then I joined a choir, professional choir as well.
And oh, so you can sing?
Yeah, but choral though.
Choral,
not like those.
High-pitch Mariah Carey.
Chris Brown ways. So I started singing around, I think I was 12, 13. Then around 14 years now, I was a conductor at some point, by the way. Yeah, a conductor of a choir. And then I used to also compose, write songs for the choir and everything. Up until I started professionally with Buhle.
I discovered
Buhle, and then I started professionally working with Buhle. Yeah. Professionally, I started 2016.
Yeah,
we were doing Afro-pop, Afro-soul, Afro-beat. And around that time, Vele, it was Afro-beats. So we had to try and jump on Afro-beats. And then as time goes on,
for you to be sitting in this seat right now, it's a long journey.
A lot happened from there. I used to write songs, understand? Now I needed to start learning the FL Studio, how it works, how to operate it and everything.
Right.
So there was a guy called Top Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started going to that guy, having a lot of sessions with him, producing with him.
Sure.
Yeah. At some point, I would produce a beat and I would think, this beat is the one. Yeah. You know, when you produce, you're constantly hearing something over and over and you end up thinking it's the hit. So I went to him. I was like, bro, listen to this. And that beat was whack.
bad.
You understand?
Yeah.
So he showed me some few stuff, tricks to say, you have a point, I can see your idea, but I feel like you just need to understand how FL Studio works so that you can write a song the way you want it.
Sure.
This is how you can, he started showing me few stuff and then yeah, from there.
Sorry, who is this? Who told
Talk,
you?
Talk Music.
Talk Music. Yeah. Shout out to Talk Music.
Shout out. Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah.
Once.
So from there, I started now producing for Buhle. While he was like, while I was learning, yeah. I was also producing for Buhle at the right. time. Yeah. So for Buhle, I would produce, also help in writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, at the time, I don't want to lie, I learned a lot from her as well.
Yeah.
Because now in music, you know, you never stop learning. Yeah. So my journey with her started 2016 and then it ended 2019.
Yeah.
2019, then I started. Nah, not 2019, I'm lying. 2019, I released a song with her and Tugzin, Izwelonke.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was also one of the biggest. So that's where actually I saw Uti. No.
Yeah, you have something.
I have something. Yeah. Understand? Yeah. Yeah. And then we dropped Memeza. And then as time goes on, I produced an EP for Buhle.
Sure.
I decided, let me do I'm a piano EP for Buhle. And by the way, on the piano side, I was not that good because I used to produce Afro and house.
Sure.
So I needed to learn the piano side, of which Tugzin was there. Such a nice dude anyway.
Yeah.
So he was there, he started helping me, showing me. I like learning a lot.
Yeah.
So he was like, nah, this is how you do it, this is how you tune your lock drum, this is how, these are the elements, these are the shakers, what I was like, oh okay, nah, okay.
Simple. Sure. So you were with Ubuhle at like the beginning of her.
Yeah,
her
I started with her.
Oh, she's gone now. Zero.
Yeah, now she's gone, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
She's doing amazing things.
Yeah. No, shout out to Ubuhle too, man.
But I mean, like TJ, tell us as a successful producer, so what does it take to make it in the industry, specifically in South Africa, as a producer?
I think hard work.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, sometimes hard work beats talent.
Mm.
You might find that there's someone who's talented, they just go to FL studio once a week.
Mm.
Right.
You understand? But when if you are a hard worker, obviously you're going to catch up.
Mm.
Maybe by Friday, from Monday to Friday, if I know myself, I'm dope and I'm not a hard worker.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go on a Wednesday, decide and say, let me do a hit. I do a hit. I know I'm dope.
Mm.
You understand? Yeah. But if I know that I'm not dope, I'm a hard worker. Therefore, I need to work from Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe have like 10 beats.
Yeah.
And then listen and decide which one is the...
So you spend the actual hours refining.
Yeah, most of my life, a lot of people they know, they will tell you that this guy does not sleep.
Yeah.
Always hungry for the game. And I think maybe that's why I have a lot of songs out there now. Because professionally, I started last year.
Yeah.
You understand now? I started last year after leaving Buhle, February, I went solo.
Yeah.
Then that's when I dropped some Sokolo.
Ah, okay.
Then after some Sokolo, and then the other hits also came through. Yeah.
Tatazela
Makala, Yini Star.
Yeah, you're just dabbling, you know. Of all the other genres in the industry or any other genre in music, is there anyone that you're interested in producing and like experimenting with?
Vocally, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of people, especially like people like Ami Faku.
Yeah.
Yo, Amifaku, I feel like she's amazing.
But that's soul.
Yeah, she's amazing. And I feel like with the sound that I'm doing, I think I would produce something dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Amifaku. There's quite a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Amifaku, Simi. Simi, she's also dope. And then on the male side, so that Bangatsi.
There's too many or there's too little of
them. I've worked with Cetril, and thing is, when you work with Trill, ne? Yeah. Already you're going to be condemned because he's giving you something that you think, okay, no one has this.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, it's very unique and you can even feel that there's talent in whatever that he's giving you. So if I'm going to have to find another male vocalist, not a rapper though, because I still have Rasko.
Yeah.
Not a rapper. Yeah, Rasko is a rapper, Someone who sings.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit difficult. Maybe Dali Wong. I think Dali Wong. But he's also
but
the
same
line. But
those are all just vocally, not producing. Or
he's
producing.
Also the same line. Okay, producing, I think it's Soa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Soa Matrix.
Yeah.
That boy.
Respect,
Yo.
shout out.
Shout out straight. You can see.
Soa Matrix will show you flames.
Yeah.
You know flames.
Yeah.
I've been in studio with them a couple of times and the nicest thing, he has a dope personality.
Sure.
Mm.
You know, people like him, I feel like they should be boosting about their egos and whatever. Mm. But like, he has a very dope personality.
Down to earth.
Yeah, and you learn a lot. You learn a lot because he always actually shows me something new whenever we produce. Yeah, TJ, do you know this? And now I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
You know, it's quite interesting you saying that, sir, because you're a producer. It's hard to show a producer a few new tricks, especially such a recognized producer like yourself, sir. But you know, having the year and the skill set and now the rep to go with it, in the history of South African music, who would you say is a producer that really stands out and inspires you?
From back.
It doesn't need to be relevant
today. It doesn't have to be now, you know.
Because you know the tricky part with me, ne? I don't listen to music.
Really? It's just your stuff?
Even my music, I would play maybe there and there, but I hardly listen. I like movies.
Really? I also like movies.
Okay.
I don't listen to music. I only watch movies.
Yeah,
but whenever I produce, maybe let's just say I'm going to have a studio session in 2 days to come. Yeah, maybe I'll relax. And then, so that I have this feeling that I have when I produce, because I like producing with the feel.
Sure.
But, producer-wise, no problem. I think I'm a porisa.
Porina?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Pori leaves a room for the other producer.
Yeah. Mm.
Hence, it's going to be very rare for you to find a song that says Pori alone.
Sure.
You understand? Sure. And I feel like he's more like a team player for me.
Right.
You understand? Right. He also has a room for the other producer. As much as you know you dope, you can do the song alone.
Sure.
But just for you to sit down and say, but if I can add subs at home, this song is going to explode even more.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think for me, Pori, and he's done so well for himself.
Yeah.
And for others. You know what I love about Amapiano? There's like enough room for everybody there. There's no like, oh, let's keep this guy away.
And there's always a new talent on piano. Next week you might find there's a new boy out there. He's topping the charts.
Yeah. Every week in June, you know, there's somebody or someone coming through with something.
And I feel like my piano has changed a lot of things in the music industry.
But I was just looking, well, you were telling me yesterday that our neighbors are actually going to Coachella to play.
Durban Gogo
and
Major League DJs. Major League, going to Coachella.
To Coachella. Imagine, now, this is Amapiano. I mean, like, and he's rapping all over the world. And Coachella is like the biggest
party. I mean, like, Drake just followed
Uncle Waffles. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Like, come on.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I think Amapiano, it's a very good platform for a new talent and for especially for us as black people, honestly, because we were not exposed to this market for a very long time. Look at the story Saga Brenda Fassie, you understand? So at least now it's more like you have options. It's unlike they're gonna say you have only one way and the only one way is this through this contract, sign here, and then you understand. So We were actually exposed to a lot of things. Like, I never knew that there was this licensing deal, publisher, all those things. We never thought Guti would be exposed to such. But today, here we are, you know, with the little insight that we have.
It's been a crazy journey.
It has been a crazy journey. But talking about a crazy journey, you had the chance to be in studio with Mpura. Rest in peace. But how was that experience, working with him and actually creating magic with him?
Mm. Yo, guys, you know, Mpura, I don't wanna lie. I remember when we made Yini Star Wane. So what happened was, there was this other guy, Neo, he came to us and he was like, okay, boys, you know what? I want to take you guys out to Durban so that we just de-stress. You've been overworking yourself, blah, blah, blah. Because me and Tugzin were busy working on the album.
Sure.
So I was like, nah, instead of us going to Durban just to have fun, how about we take studio equipment?
Yeah.
And plus, at the time, I was having a chat with Nkosazana.
Sure.
Yeah, I was talking with Nkosazana. I just discovered Nkosazana on Instagram, and I'm excited.
Hey, when are you discovering all these talents?
Yeah, I think maybe uNkulunkulu uvele wangizula ubuhlungu wanginika indlebe zokuthi ngizwe
talent
because I can pick up talent from a young age. You understand? So I was like, and I was fortunate because she responded, and me and her, we were having just a nice vibe on the DMs, from DMs to WhatsApp. So I said, nah, let me just take, let's rather take studio equipment, go to Durban, put studio equipment. But when we get there, we'll see.
So
the guys, I did not even tip them enough to say, nah, I already have someone that side. Sharp. So we took studio equipment inside the bus, we traveled to Durban. So when we got to Durban, Nkosazana arrived and we were booked at the nice place because when you open the balcony there, there's the beach. It's a different feeling from where we were. So we decided and said, nah, let's call Cetril. Call Cetril. Cetril, can we fly you to come to Durban, bruh? We are recording, we're having a studio session. We never even called it a studio tour. It was like, nah, a studio session. So Trey was like, nah, my boy, it's fine. Just book me a flight and I'm going to come. Okay, sharp. Then while we were sitting, we started producing the beat. It was Tugzin, Mosco, and me. Started producing the beat and Tugzin as well. Started producing the beat, producing. So while we're producing, now we have ideas. Now we can hear Mpora on the beat. Because already Nkosazana, already she had laced like an intro. And then Trill came through. And I remember Unistar, you know the story for Unistar where it's very funny. Trill landed around 12, I think. And we were looking for alcohol.
Midnight. Midday.
So we were looking for alcohol and we couldn't find alcohol.
At 12 during the day?
Yeah.
In Durban?
Come on, it was lockdown.
Okay.
I didn't want to say that
it was lockdown.
I know.
Now we know. All now.
Yeah, now we know. Like.
We're actually looking for alcohol. So we looked. And you know in Devon they will tell you, it's closed, bruh. And now the studio session is gonna suck without Habli, without alcohol. I don't remember who else actually said, nah, there's a place so and so. So we ended up anyway finding the alcohol. Bought the alcohol.
Missions.
We had to buy, like not just two bottles, three, four. We had to buy. So immediately when we went back to where we checked in, Citril was like, nah, bruh, put me on the mic. I'm like, Trill, you haven't even heard the beat, bruh. Okay, fine, press play. And then the beat started. And then Trill said, okay, let's record. Plus, Trill does not write.
Shy freestyle.
You just play a beat. And then he would sit maybe there, pour a drink and drink and drink. Maybe give him like 2-3 minutes. Then he goes to the mic.
That's amazing.
So when he went to the mic, Mr. Wa, dude. You know? And after his chorus and everything, so now we started hearing Mpora on the song. I was like, nah. So I went to Neo, let's call Mpora to come. And now at the time, the nicest thing is even the numbers, the vibe, everything was perfect.
Did you know Mpora at the time?
I knew Mpora. I knew Mpora.
Way
back when he was working with Josiah the Disciple. Yeah, because even on the album Laga Buhle, Mama, I'm also there. It's just that I was never credited, to be honest. But I'm there.
That's amazing.
He had an effect.
Even if I can just click one snake.
You're there. Credit must be there.
The album. So I knew Mpora from then. Because he liked me and Buhle at the time. You guys are dope and everything. So we called Mpora. We flight Mpora in. He came. Immediately when Mpora arrived, Mpora said, put me on the mic. Then he said a verse. Everyone in studio anyway, it was packed. Understand? Because there was like, I think 60 or 50.
Oh, wow.
Wait, 50?
Yeah.
people.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, dude.
50 people inside a room. And I think it's not even a room. It was...
like a hall.
Nah, not a hall. Konje bokuyini.
Ah, you can speak, brother. You can speak. Do you know?
And uye bekayenza amabookings anyway. So, apartment.
Yeah.
I think it was with like 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Sheesh.
And it was packed.
Yeah.
So when you record, it's silence. And now, obviously, if you flop the... So, you know, Pura likes making jokes.
Yeah.
He enjoys that. So he recorded and then... we all laughed, even I.
Sure.
I was like, okay, Mpura, all right.
Yeah.
Sharp. I mixed his vocals and then I started the song from scratch.
Sure.
Yo, when Mpura's verse came through, brah.
Killer.
Mm.
I was like, this is the verse of the year.
Mm. Really, eh?
Yeah, he killed it.
Yeah, man.
And Mpura was talented, guys. Mm. I'm gonna lie. That guy was so
it's just great experiences.
Super talented. Yeah. So that's where we started and say, okay, no, you know what? This studio tour thing, actually, it's working.
Yeah.
Because we made Inistawa, we made Amacala.
Sure.
We made Daluzo Buya Ninina, we made Puze Remix.
Yeah.
Because we were Tuxin anyway. So after the Inistawa part, then Tuxin came with the beat.
Sure.
Puze. And we're like,
right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know? And Mpura started, I think they started, oh, Cetril was the first one to record.
Sure.
Mm. And then Mpura, then Rascal, and then everything made sense.
Sure.
Yeah, well, so we were like, nah, actually the studio tour thing, it's working.
Yeah.
Let's continue. Yeah, so that was the vibe anyway, yeah.
Nah.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
You know what I'm hearing a boot camp. How long were you guys there, Ben?
We were there for, I think, 4 or 5 days, no?
4 to 5 days.
7 days,
oh,
first
week.
Time. Because we went there twice. The first one, it was 7. The other one was, I think it was 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But the second one was very strenuous to us.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Because on that other one now, when we went back, the producers, it's me, Tugzin, and Tugzin.
Sure.
So we are only 3. The funniest thing is you sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah.
When you wake up, there's a new vocalist
coming from Joburg. Oh,
he just arrived.
He's waiting
for a beat.
Yeah.
And you can't even say, let me just search on the beat that I had. Nah, you must start something now.
Oh, sure. That's so hectic.
Oh.
Do you feel the pressure?
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah.
You check the time. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
No one is sleeping.
7 a.m.
No one slept.
No way.
Atmosphere.
Yeah. Straight. And the vibe was dope. Like, yeah.
Does that energy help with creating music and stuff like that? Sir?
Very.
So you don't feel pressure when people is there? I mean, like...
Nah. I think even the crowd that we had that day,
sure,
it was one hell of a dope crowd.
The Devon crowd.
Yeah. just energy.
Yeah, they have nice energy.
Yeah,
because
you
know when you start a beat, it's so packed. It was so packed in such a way, but there's noise. So when you start a beat,
right,
you need to like lower your volume.
Mm,
and
sure,
maybe going to start kick, you add packs. By the time we increase the volume, everyone is dancing.
Yeah, having fun.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So it actually felt like we were in a club. We were not producing.
Sure.
It seems
but
like.
But now,
yeah,
the vibe that we got from these people inside the room,
yeah,
we took that vibe and then we put it on a new song.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I would love to see you.
Yeah,
I would
just be part of it. Yeah, just to see.
And it's dope because we were not even like sitting on piano only.
Yeah, yeah.
We also got a chance to do Gom as well.
Because
I once produced Gom years back.
Mm.
You understand? So when they played a Gom beat now, I was like, okay, fine, let me just relax.
Like
I
that.
Can do
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
But it's also
pressure.
A vibe though. The Gom is also a vibe.
It's a vibe,
bro.
Yeah, it's a vibe. And the nicest thing is Tuxin produces a very different Gom.
Gom, sure.
Yeah, like that guy is a monster. I won't lie. When it comes to that genre, he's very super talented.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm hearing from you is that you're obviously extremely skilled when it comes to making beats on the spot, you know?
Yeah.
And picking up on like instruments and elements and stuff. Ne?
To be honest, because I feel like at some point, Neo maybe felt, you know what? these boys, I need to actually teach them how to be spontaneous.
Sure.
You understand? Don't just relax and say, nah, I'll make a beat and send.
Yeah.
Or maybe when a vocalist comes and then the beat is ready. Nah.
Yeah.
Learn to actually start something now, yeah, quickly. Less than 10 minutes and finish.
Okay, of all the songs that you've heard, maybe the past week, past year,
yeah,
which song? I know you don't listen to music much.
Yeah, no, but I
do. Yeah, yeah, but you do. You do. Yeah, you know? But of all the songs you've listened to, let's say the past year, which one has impressed you the most in terms of being a producer, like producing wise?
Oh, Mtuda. You know Mtuda?
Mtuda.
The Mtuda.
Sure.
That guy, I think he made me fall in love with soulful music.
Sure.
You understand? Because you listen to his songs, they have a different feel. For me, when I listen to one of his songs, like Emlanjeni,
sure,
or there's this other one that I like. Okay, but let me talk about Emlanjeni.
Sure.
If you listen to Emlanjeni, it gives you an old vibe.
Yeah.
You don't know how, yeah, but it gives you that old school vibe.
Yeah.
You feel as if, like, this song, you've heard it play before,
right,
years back. You understand? So that feeling. So I think for me, it's going to be Mtuda.
Yeah.
Well, Kabza, he's also dope.
Emlanjeni Mtuda.
Emlanjeni Mtuda.
Yeah.
And then Kabza is also dope when mixed with Amifaku. They have a different feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a different feel as well. So I think Kabza and Mtuda, they too dope.
Okay. No, I see, man. Of all the people you've worked with, Joe, like, I'm surprised you could even make a selection.
But let's talk about something more at home, right?
Yeah.
You know, TJ, you did some amazing stuff. So, but let's bring it back to when it first kind of started off. What was the first song of yours did you hear on the radio for the very, very first time? And which station was that? And what was that feeling? So tell us about that feeling.
I think the first song that we did and it played on radio and I was like, what? It's Lala Malunde with Talk Music and Buhle.
Oh.
Lala Malunde. It's
Lala Malunde.
Lala Malunde, okay.
Yeah, there was a song Buhle did. It's Lala Malunde. You know,
how many years back? Yes,
I think it was even I think I was doing my first or second year at college. But it's long.
Hey, that, guys, he's a professionalist, guys. He says he's a professionalist. He's been graduates. Graduates.
But talking about a professional, you qualified in four different aspects now, sir.
Yeah.
Well, what is that? Why did you tell the viewers? Because this was very interesting when we found that.
Very curious,
hey,
guys.
You know what, guys? Now, let me tell you one thing. You know,
yeah.
I feel like the day I make it in music, I'm going to write a book about my life.
Yeah.
Because, my life was just, like, full of drama.
Yeah.
Before I even started doing nursing, I was doing mechanical engineering at Toyota SA.
Oh, wow.
The Toyota SA in Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do some internships there. But now, the funniest thing is, I never studied science.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I only did tourism and maths late.
Yeah.
So, when I got there, I saw flames.
Yeah.
I was failing.
Tough.
So, I ended up saying, nah, you know what, it's fine.
Yeah.
But at least I managed to pass first year, because I only received a certificate. I have a certificate for servicing cars, but just minor service.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, I worked at High Court.
Yeah.
High Court, I worked, I think, for like 3 months. And then I worked at ShopRite. Then I got this it was an internship for nursing at Enleski. I had to study for 4 years. Did general nursing science. I did midwifery, of which now we are called Akecha or something like that. And then we did also psychiatric nursing. I also have a qualification for that. And then community nursing.
Oh, wow.
I studied 4 years. And the time I was studying, I'm studying this side, music. So I had to find balance and, you know. But the nicest thing is, at the time, you know, Buhle was not that big.
Yeah.
So it's more like I was still knocking on doors, trying to figure out how the industry works and everything. Yeah.
So now going back to your first song, which radio station?
My first song. First song is Samsokolo.
Yeah.
It's Metro.
Metro.
Yeah.
But legit, like that song is like, and I'm not being funny, that song is literally
his favorite song.
Like, you know, you must ask my neighbors about your song, bro. Because
it's your alarm.
I love it. You know,
6 a.m.
Yeah. So I don't know what you did when you made it, but was, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's what I was saying earlier on about Pori. You understand? I think I actually sat down, to be honest. By the way, I once met Pori. I've been wanting to meet him, you know.
Yeah.
So I met Pori via Buhle.
Okay.
How was he? How was he in person, compared? Because
he's a nice guy.
Really,
He's a rich old guy.
Yeah.
You understand?
Shout out Pori.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what I was trying to actually say is that with Samsokolo, I actually studied how he moves, and I was like, okay, this guy is smart. Understand? Sometimes for you to achieve a big milestone, you have to have a big heart and a big room to accommodate other people. So I was like, okay, sharp. This song, I started the song with Cetril. So I was there, but he did not add anything on the song, because on that day we made a lot of hits on that night.
Yeah.
Because they came to camp at Albertin for a night.
Sure.
We made Don Tatazel, we made Samsokolo.
Yeah.
We made Busisiano. And then there was this other song, I think.
All this in one night?
Yeah, one night.
Yeah. One night?
Mm. And all of them hit.
I can't believe that. What were you drinking? Like, that's amazing.
You know, when you have a nice vibe,
a
great company around you, it's actually easy.
Everything kind of
you know, now you just be yourself, and you know, it's easy for us to blend.
Right.
So with Samsokolo, I actually decided to say, okay, it's fine. I can hear the song. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I still feel I need, because, you know, in the industry, if you have a big heart for other producer, you are able to say, okay, I need a certain lock drum.
Sure.
Mm. I don't want the lock drum maybe come too da.
Yeah.
Because it's soft and you understand.
Sure.
I need a heavy one. And at the time, a person who could be gazi who could shy look drum, Minister of Kwam Kwam, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, shout out to that boy, he's really super talented.
Yeah,
understand. So I was like, okay, sharp. Nah, let me call Tugzin DJ.
Yeah,
I feel like Tugzin can kill, you understand, when it comes to the lock drum. Obviously, when he came, we sat down. I think I like it like this, not like this, sharp.
Right.
And then after eating the lock drum, then I said, now I need a person to actually open the song. Feel like the song is still closed.
Right.
And the person who can open the song is a Rascal Chaos.
Sure.
Call Rascal. Rascal, boy, let's go.
And he killed it.
Yeah. Rascal
killed the song.
Yo, he killed it so
the
hard.
Best. Yeah. Yeah, that intro actually, it made me realize that this song is going far.
Yeah.
Understand? So when after Rascal recorded, and then there's Cetril, and then now I sat down, I was like, okay. Me and Buhle at the time, we were not in good terms.
Sure.
But we were still talking, you understand?
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, Buhle is my little sister, man. Come on, let me call Buhle.
Sure.
Add her on the song. So I called Buhle. Buhle, I need you in the studio. And the funny thing, me and Buhle would fight, but that day she was like, okay, no problem. When do you want me? I was like,
yeah.
Okay, no, it's fine. Let me request.
Yeah.
Our request to Buhle, and then she came. Now, I think she didn't even take 10 minutes. Anyway, I used to record with Buhle, so
sure.
I know.
Yeah, you know her
style. Yeah. She lays it down.
So she just lays that verse on the bridge quickly.
Yeah.
So, and then afterwards, I was like, okay, the song is done. I'm going to take the chorus as it is. I repeat it, then the song is done.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how it came about. And then now I can feel that, okay, now the song is complete.
Yeah.
But there's still something that's missing.
Yeah.
You understand? So I said, okay, maybe let me call Jezik. He can come and add whatever field that he feels like he wanna add. So I phoned Jesse, he came through.
And when I was like, you have all these guys in jail, speed dial.
Just waiting for TJ to call.
Yeah. but remember with me, I used to travel with Butle during her come up.
Sure.
So I would make relationships. So okay, now she's big. Okay. When she's big, you know, by the time, I think during the time when I was often seen with Butle traveling, Amaroto.
Sure, yeah.
I remember I once... First time me seeing Amaroto, it was in Jazik studio in Alex.
Sure.
Those guys, they would come there and chill.
Right.
Not even record or do anything, just chill. And they would admire other people and say, you know, yeah, hey, you guys are dope. You guys are going far. You guys are dope. And I think that spirit, Sibabeke laba khona right now, you understand? Because why, their hearts were open for everyone. Yeah. They were not like, nah, Jazik, why are you recording these guys? We are here and whatever. You understand?
Yeah.
So for me, actually, ngababona ngelinyili hlukuthi, okay, you know what? These guys actually, they dope.
Yeah, right? They're good people.
Because it's very rare to find people in studio who are going to say, hey, you have a nice voice too, Buhle. Yeah. So I was like impressed. So now when Buhle pops,
sure.
And then now these guys, they also pop.
Sure.
Pasta now, there's, you understand?
Yeah.
So now the connection becomes easy because I've been with
them. You walked with them.
Yeah, before they come up. Yeah. It's more like I've been with all of them before they come up.
Sure.
So now I feel like, okay, now I need to shine.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to call them and say, ah, gents, please, man, let's do this. Yeah. So same as Jazik.
But they jumped on happily, eh? But the looks of it, eh?
Yeah, and in the industry, I feel like if you come and, you know, you don't have bad vibes.
Yeah.
People like you, especially the on the artist side.
I know, it seems like it's just a bunch of artists you've worked with.
Yeah,
but all of them.
I've worked with a lot of people.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, out of all of those guys, everyone you can think of in your mind right now, which artist left the biggest impression on you? The biggest one?
It has to be Cetril.
Cetril?
Oh, really? Eh?
Why you say that?
Even if you can see on my songs, most hit songs that I have,
Cetril's on it.
Yeah.
That guy is one super talented guy with a very big heart.
Nah.
Understand?
His heart must come here. Yeah. He must come here. He must be on this podcast. Cetril, you heard.
It's sad because, you know, when you look someone from far.
Yeah.
You don't see those qualities, but spend more time. I've spent a lot of time with Cetril. And even with Cetril, you know, the nicest thing is I met Cetril at Mtuda.
Okay.
When I was working with Buhle, they were doing John Wick.
Sure.
Me and Buhle, that day we came
because
Buhle had to record one movie. That day, Mtuda, I think Mtuda made two hits in one night. It was John Wick and Wamuhle.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. Yeah. I mean,
at that time, Cetril was not that big. You understand? Yeah. So we actually got a chance to speak to each other, and I was like, okay, Brian, you know what? Let me have your number, and then let me take yours. I want. Then we started conveying, but not much at that time because now I feel like he was busy with other stuff, and I was also busy with my stuff. But after I left Buhle, then he came back, and he was like, dude, you are talented, and I'm gonna show you that you are talented.
Yeah.
We're gonna make the song, and this song's gonna be big. And I was looking at this guy, oh, this guy's dead, right? I was about to actually quit music.
Really? No way.
He
sir.
Was the battery.
Yeah, last year I was actually in a process to say, you know what?
I'm done. Damn.
No way.
Because now I feel like this music thing, it's eating my soul.
Yeah.
I'm done. So Cetril was like, bruh, we're going to do this.
Mm.
Then we made some Sokolo. We made, we made Don Tatazel up.
Sure.
And Fuchit was also one of the biggest songs. And then even on the album that I dropped, there's a lot of songs there with them. So for me, it's going to be Cetril.
Mm.
He always comes through for me whenever he sees or feels that I'm down.
Right.
Or he understands there's something that's going on. He would call me and say, dude, No, pick yourself up.
Sure.
Pick yourself up. Let's go. We're doing this.
Yeah.
So I think with that being said, I think Cetril.
Hey, there's those special days where you need that pickup.
You need that.
Yeah,
that's so, you know, well, shout out to Cetril for keeping
Yeah.
The talented
TJ. Hey, TJ, in the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't believe you said you were going to give up music because you're very talented, you know.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
But tell us now, TJ, as a producer, sir, do you have any secret sauce you always put into your music where it makes it a TJ track, whether it's a snare or a drum or a particular sound?
With me, vocal.
Vocals, right? Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people who know me, they'll tell you that, TJ, you can do whatever, but that guy with vocals.
Yeah.
I have, like, before, if, maybe let's just say I'm doing a beat or maybe I find there's a beat. When I listen to that beat, it's more like, I already know how the vocals must go, how the vocals must be arranged, how they must sound, because they are backing vocals, they are lead vocals, you understand, and then there are those ad libs. They must have a different channel with different effects.
So three kinds of vocals. You look at it as three kinds of vocals.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because I used to sing choir, so obviously there's bass, there's alto, there's tenor, soprano, so they all sing together. But now they must make sure that there's harmony.
But it's crazy because you're using the principles of such a formal, music. Genre to create
gospel and orchestra
and using that and you implement it with this within Ama Piano in such a sleek and smooth
that's
way,
where I
know?
Saw that piano it accommodates every sound actually you can come with R&B right now. We're going to have an R&B Ama Piano song. Come with gospel, we're going to have a gospel song that is Ama Piano. Come with any genre, you know, any genre.
Yeah.
Ama Piano will accommodate. That's where I actually saw, okay, there's a loophole here in Ama Piano. So let me just rather use my history of choir. And I think a lot of people does that. Even Josiah the Disciple, he used to sing in choirs, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has that experience as well.
It's unbelievable. It's so great. Yeah. You know, I must say, this conversation has been very, very interesting.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, like,
I wasn't
expecting this. Because, you know, you hear the stories. No one sees hears the stories, right?
Yeah.
We hear the music, we love it. We always like talk about what could have happened making it. But when you actually hear the story, it's so unreal, you know. But,
and I think behind every hit song,
there's
a very big story to tell.
Definitely.
And I feel like this is a good platform whereby producers are given a chance to actually express, because in most cases we can do a song now.
Sure.
I do a song now with Cetril. Tomorrow Cetril is big and then me and I'm like there by the corner.
Yeah.
Understand? So I feel like platforms like these, they actually give a producer an opportunity to actually say, you know what, because we producers, we design a sound.
You're paint with sound.
It's like we are designers. So you understand. So it's a good platform that now producers, now I feel like a lot of producers are going to be recognized as well.
That's great. I'm glad you're feeling that way, sir, because I mean, we got something in the pipelines as well, just in general, with what's happening for producers as well, because we do believe, like, producers play such a big and important part, and nobody sees that part. They always see the artist.
They're not even given enough credit.
And we feel personally like, you know, the producers is the one that kind of, like you said, you called everyone, you put this together.
You already know what you want.
You see, people don't see that side of it. You know, they think the artist and everything flows from the artist. But, you know, after working with Nova and, you know, Nova being a bit of a celebrity in his own right, you know, 48,000 followers on Facebook, you know, also verified, but you know, the thing is, it's unbelievable, sir, what you guys could do and how you'll do it. And you know, there's certain things I want to touch on. For example, most producers use Fruity Loops, right? And you know what you want, you know the sound you're trying to create and stuff like that. Do you see platforms like Logic or Pro Tools, do you see it as a viable platform to make Amapiano?
Amapiano. I think FL Studio. But well, this is my opinion.
Yeah, of course. You know what? There's no right answer. This is you as a producer, your take on it.
Yeah, you know why I'm saying FL Studio? Because now, if you go to the hood, you'll find a 10-year-old boy there. You understand? He's producing using FL. Sure. Maybe he has a mini laptop or whatever, but he's producing. And he's comfortable with what Fruity Loops
is doing.
Because you go to the hood, it's only Fruity Loops, you know. Pro Tools, it's for like...
More like commercials. And
nah, for cheese boys.
Cheese boys.
I love it. I love it. Even if you wake up in the morning and you go to your dad or your mom, you're like, Mom, please buy me Pro Tools. Or like,
yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So already you are limited. So the only chances that you have is, okay, let me just go to TJ. TJ is using FL.
Yeah.
Then they come. Anjayam, please send me the FL Studio. Sure. What? I think that's what's happening, you understand? And then obviously the FL Studio is going to dominate.
Yeah.
So even with me, if I go to a studio and then I find that now they're using like a Mac or whatever, and it's not even FL, I'm not going to work.
Really, it kills your rhythm.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna tell you like, bro, where's FL?
where's the PC? Where's the FL?
Bring FL. Know?
Yeah, so I think FL Studio
is your tool of choice,
and it's easy because you can even see you need packs are here, you need VSTs are here, everything is just like on your eyes. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, and amazing. all the DJs you've worked with and all the producers you've worked with, they all use FL.
Yeah, most. But in this, I think I've attended maybe out of 100% of the studio session that I've had.
Sure.
80%
FL.
FL studio.
Really? Eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Some they even have tattoos.
Really? No way.
That's commitment. They know themselves. They have tattoos.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. That's straight.
Because music saved us, especially on my piano. They actually played a huge part in the hood. I don't want to lie. Me, I appreciate Amapiano.
Yeah, if you're South African and you don't, there's something wrong.
Really?
Yeah, there's an issue. But are you a fan of live performance? You like performing?
Live performance. I normally go to All Muso. So it's All Muso, or I think it's All Muso, ne?
Yeah.
There's like an event called All Muso. Anyway, it's being organized by one of my friends, Prince Tino.
Sure.
Yeah, so there you get to spot the talent.
Oh, okay.
So me, I think I like going there at times just to see.
Check.
Yeah, hey, there's a best guitarist there. Hey, there's a best pianist there. Yeah. So you are able to actually spot talent. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed on that platform because you meet a lot of great producers who were not given enough credit.
Sure.
Like you can just meet someone there playing keys and you're like, yo, you play nice.
Yeah.
And then now when you search and find the background, this person has been working with Mafikizo Olo from. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just that maybe he was not given enough credit, or maybe he was given credit, but then as life continues, you know, he had to take his own route and it did not work out or whatever. Mm. But he's there.
Yeah.
So when I go there, sometimes I would sit and just listen and say, okay, I need the numbers for that guy. I need the WhatsApp number for that guy and that guy.
Sure.
Already I know I'm going to use it.
So you walking in there strategically.
Yeah.
You walk in there, you know, okay, cool, that guy sounds good. And wow, you already spoke
your mind. I feel like in piano, there's still plenty of room for coming. Okay, we do have the pioneers.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. We do have the pioneers and we respect them for what they did.
Of course,
MFR, Mtuda, Kabza, Josiah, Jizik, you know, all of them. But now I feel like as the music does not stand in one place.
No, not at all. Like
it's
emotion.
It evolves. It evolves with time as well. Yeah.
So you need to also be creative.
Yeah.
Because as South Africa, remember the piano, it's only from here.
Mm. Yeah.
So we can't allow other countries to be more creative than us.
For sure. Mm.
Same as hip-hop. Hip-hop, sure. We know it's from the States.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
We can have hit songs here, but whenever they drop, we must listen.
Mm.
So even in South Africa, I feel like if the producers can unite and, you know, I mean, I don't like fighting.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. You know, in the U.S., you get people like 40, and Drake credits a lot of his success to 40, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, we talk about, for example, like all producers making a success for themselves in the US, but why do you think it's so challenging within South Africa for particularly producers? Because I mean, like you said, you know, Amapiano is, like, from a sound point of view, is the most leading sound in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Listen to me, I'm biased a bit because I'm South African.
Nah, I'm there with you.
I support it 100%. But see, it's common fact. It's changing up. Drake is doing call-outs. You know, our guys is getting recognized all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable what our music is actually doing. Yeah. Amapiano is a genre. So what do you think, from an industry point of view, we could change or break the narrative where a producer is almost as recognized as an artist or on the same level? Because to make Amapiano beat is not like doing a simple hip hop beat or doing
beat,
it's a lot
because you need to design. It's like, I agree with you, like you saying the hip hop, you know, on the hip hop side there was a point in time whereby there was an 808.
It's
a new bass line and people went crazy.
Yeah.
So same as on Amapiano, at first there was no lock drum.
Sure.
We were using E flute,
of
which for bass. And then now Sharp apparently Mdu TRP.
Sure.
And of which I believe Mdu TRP is very dope.
Right.
Mdu TRP apparently is the one who came with the lock drum.
Yeah. Okay.
And then after the lock drum, now, you know, some people is a bit skeptical to say, hey,
should I not?
You know, other producers, we feel like now you're losing it.
Yeah.
Can't you know? He was actually now opening more doors because now that lock drum actually changed the whole thing.
Yeah,
it changed the game. So I feel like if other producers can learn to open their heart for other producers, as producers unite, you understand? Because if now I make a song, let's take now I make a song with Rascal, Rascal Chaos. It's a nice song, you know, we release the song. You know, in most cases, Rascal is going to get more credit than me.
Yeah.
Why? Because the fans, they now want to listen to the message.
Mm.
You know, they've been dancing to my piano.
Sure.
Now, the only thing that they want, it's the message now.
Yeah. Mm.
If your message is said, they want to understand why are you saying you are happy. Why are you happy?
Yeah.
You understand? Like the song, Asibe Happy.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like, you know what, you can tell your lover and say, yo, sweetheart. You know?
Yeah,
so I feel like as producers, if we singaye kumonelana, guys, understand? If someone has a hit song with a different sound, they dope, they nice.
Yeah.
I mean, look at now, there's Melo and Sleazy, they came with Skeecha.
Sure.
And that thing bangs. You know? So it's pointless for one to actually have bad vibes towards the boys and say, nah, they're actually ruining the piano. No one, I feel like no one is a master when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Because someone can kill you with a hit song just using four elements.
Mm.
You understand? Music, it's like that. So,
yeah,
but what can we say? It's the piano that we're in.
But you know, the thing is, DJ, it's so good to hear a predominant producer like yourself, very well-known, that's open and don't like the negativity and open to being positive and creating like a family, you know? And I think it's good because it also adopts the whole Amapiano mentality from, you know, artist point of view.
Mm.
And I think producers probably in Amapiano could do this better than the guys in hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, so if anything, I think this is an amazing time and it's a good thing, you know?
And the other thing, look at hip-hop. Now, the other thing that made hip-hop to actually dominate and be more interesting, it's the fights.
Yeah.
That's hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop is like
that. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
It's hip-hop. Yeah. So we must not take piano as if it's hip-hop as well, whereby now I'm going to say, now I'm fighting with Tugzin, I'm fighting with Mtudo, I'm fighting with Rascal.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That whole thing, it's unnecessary.
It really is.
You understand? Because right now, I feel like we have we actually draw an attention from the world, and we got that attention.
Of course,
now,
yes. Yeah.
The question is, what do you do? Are we going to fight and then and say, I'm better than this, and then I'm better than this one? It's pointless.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
Because I can say I'm better than you. Yeah. Tomorrow you drop a song and you are number one.
Sure.
And I still say, I'm better than you. Drop the other one, you are number two. Your song, the first one is number one, the other one is number two. So it's pointless.
Yeah.
Next month I drop, I'm number one. So at the end of the day, guys, music is music. Let's just receive music, enjoy music.
Well, you get it, you're hurting. You know?
I can see why you are very successful in the stuff that you do, man. Because I have to congratulate you, first of all.
Yeah, thank you.
First of all, for getting here, you know, your album, you released an album, 1 million Amapiano seconds.
Yeah. Well done.
Kings of Surface,
man. Congratulations.
We do our numbers. Yeah. And we know you have over 1.4 million.
Yeah, I think now on Spotify, it's sitting on 2.8.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Just on that album.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
Congratulations. You see there.
Well done. How's it feel? That's a massive success. Am I correct in saying this is your first album?
Yeah.
I know it was a collab, but it's really much your own first album.
Yeah. I started working on this album with Tugzin around March.
Yes.
You know, so I sat down and I was like, okay, for Tugzin, he's been releasing. He has like, I don't know how many songs or albums or EP, but he has a lot because he's been in the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, I feel like, can this album be my baby? Let me now drive it. Let me actually drive the sound.
So that's where
now I started going to T-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to T-Man SA. He's one of the dopest
producers. T-Man SA.
Did
you expect the success?
To be honest, I never expected this.
Mm.
The number 2.8
For me, it was all about hard work.
It was all about hard work,
and I'm still going to work hard.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate the listeners there at home, the consumers, people who consume my music.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Shout out.
Love,
yeah.
I'm curious about the title. Mm. 1 million Amapiano say. Is it really 1 million?
Yeah.
On the dot?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And the reason why I said 1 million Amapiano seconds, if you listen to that album, I feel like there's the whole genre of Amapiano in one.
Sure. Mm.
There's Afro, there's pop, you understand?
Yeah.
There's like tribal,
yeah.
There's like everything.
Yeah.
I actually now took every sound that I can think of into one place.
Into one thing, yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, now let me say.
Then Kings of the Surface.
Yeah, so Kings of the Surface, it was me and Tugzin.
Sure.
When we created a name. Because
shout out to him too, because he was a big part. Man.
He was a part of the album as well. Shout out to the boy. Yeah, so we actually came with the name because we avoided having like one name, like just Disciples. So let's rather have a name for collabo, where we know if maybe people are happy and people they like, we want Kings of the Surface back, we are able to say, okay, Tugzin, let's do another one.
Kings of the Surface.
Up here.
But that's amazing. I mean, like, did you really expect that? I mean, your song to be over 2 million. I mean, like, was it a given, TJ? Did you know it as a producer deep down inside it was going to happen?
That's some sort of, isn't
it? The whole album had over 2 million, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I think it's absolutely amazing. But did you know the album in general is going to have such success? Huh?
So with me, what I've picked up through the past while I was working at Joburg Gen, Trauma Casualty, I would go with a laptop. They would even tell you there. I always carried my laptop at work. So we would work, and then maybe during our spare time, lunch or whatever, I start producing.
Really?
And then I would make them listen. So that's why I actually picked it up that, you know what, maybe there's this something special about me that I have. Because each and every doctor or nurse that I would make them listen to whatever song, they'd be like, yo, this song is nice. I would actually... you know, stream the song. And the funny thing is, I just made the beat now. Maybe I had a vocal during the day that was just lying around.
Sure.
And most probably it was Buhle's vocals.
Yeah.
Because Buhle is super talented.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the time, it was easy for me because now I would listen to her voice and then get a certain feel. Then I produce.
Sure.
But I mean, like.
I expected it at some point that maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I might have one big song. Someday, I don't know.
Well, sure. Well, you definitely do.
You definitely do.
Unfortunately, I had big songs.
Yeah. So, then multiple. I mean, like, this is, I don't know.
Some sogola.
Yeah, I don't know whether you could. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is in a restaurant in four ways.
Oh.
Yeah. He was at that restaurant, this man.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
You know he was having a good time. Yeah.
You know? So I mean, like, look at this. 11 months in, I'm sitting at a restaurant with my wife. I'm having dinner.
Yeah.
And 11 months in, your song is still playing organically.
Yeah.
Dude, we're talking about it like this is sand and seas. You know,
timeless boys. Music.
It's unbelievable, bro.
And
you
it
know?
Was also on Afrima Awards.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, Afrima Awards, they were actually playing it as a backdrop.
But I'm sorry to cut you. Everybody was loving it. There was black people there. Oh, there was white people there. There was Indian people there. And everybody was having a jam to it, bro. Especially me. Nobody knows this is my best song.
This is my favorite song.
I'm so excited that you're coming to the studio soon as well. You know? So, honestly, you know, congratulations on this massive success. So you know, when we talk about some sokolo, you make it seem like it's just a easy feat what you achieve, but realistically, sir, you got 2.3 million views on an album cover alone, just on YouTube. Yeah. So I'm not counting any streams of any
Spotify, any Apple streaming music, networks,
right? I'm just talking about YouTube as a cover. Yeah. 2.3 million, sir.
Yeah.
Congratulations, firstly. I mean, like, that's really nauseating amount
and
of
I
numbers.
And I think that
you
also actually. It made me be in a position whereby at least I am now recognized better. Because I remember even the song that I did with Davido.
Mm. Sure.
Jezik.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Jezik phoned me. He was like, dude, I need a beat now, urgently.
Yeah.
There's a surprise that I have for you. So I was like, surprise?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to be on the beat?
Yeah.
It was like vocal. So I said, hey, like, okay, vocalistic. Yeah. Now I need to think Pitori.
Yeah.
And by the time I'm from Vosloorus, by the way.
Oh, really?
So now I have to think Pitori. So I was like, Pitori. Okay, there was this other song, Foka and Vicro Deep. I actually loved that song.
Sure.
So I said, now, you know what? There's a song, there's a beat that I did with Carltonic. Let me take that beat and send him. The following day it was a mess. They even went live with the song. Now it's a complete song. They recorded and everything. So I ended up scoring a feature because of that, you understand? Like I was saying, like if you have a room for other producer, they would also have a room for you as well.
Mm.
Because to be honest, I don't know what made Jezik to call me and say, bro, send me a beat.
Right.
Because he could have easily... Called anyone else, boys or anyone else, you understand? But at least he had that heart to say, you know, I'm putting TJ on.
You're leaving an impression.
Yeah. And you did.
You left if he's calling you like that, Jay, personally, you know that. He knows.
So,
clearly wasn't a wrong decision. I mean, it worked out very well, sir. But particularly on YouTube, when did that growth start? Because you said it wasn't immediate from the beginning, right?
It wasn't.
So when did that massive growth start, and do you know what kind of triggered it?
Yeah, I think it was also triggered by us attending few gigs. And remember at the time we would attend gigs and we were not even paid. Then you just ask, I cannot just come and play like at least 3-4 songs.
Really? I find it hard that you did free events. Because no one can get a free event now with TJ, but I'm just saying it's amazing that. So you hustled, sir, to get where this.
And the other thing is, you need to be strategic, you understand? Because I cannot just take a free gig for just for a rider to say, now they'll give you a Hennessy,
sure,
and like a Monster only.
Mm.
Now, with me, I have like, it's more like I have a plan to say, okay, if I'm taking this free gig,
yeah,
what am I going to achieve?
Sure.
So I must make sure that when I come to your event, it's packed, number one.
Sure.
Number two, I'm going to play exclusives only.
Mm. Sure.
Why? Because I'm trying to sell myself.
Sure. Mm.
So I'm going to play exclusive. So in most cases, when I play some so-called, I would see people like Shazam and everything. And
yeah,
really excited. I was like, okay. Yeah, that's how I knew it was going to be big. Yeah.
But you know, you're saying that, that's actually a bit of an insight to how you become a successful DJ, because you mentioned a few points there. You play only what's exclusive and what's unique to you. That's very interesting. Is that like a rule of thumb for you, sir?
Yeah, with not always though, but I actually check where I play, because maybe let's just say you were booked at let's take Umshupelo. Yeah, Umshupelo. I can't play Kabza's song, he's gonna be there.
Right.
I can't play them too, I can't play, you understand?
Yeah.
Because now even people are gonna be like, ah, this dude, play your stuff. Let's see what you have.
Yeah,
so it's, for me, it's more like a competition when we go to Mshupelo.
Sure.
So I need to pull up my songs.
Yeah.
Then I go there and then I play.
But you know, from this interview, the TJ that I came to know is, you know, you think twice and act once. You're very strategic in everything you
do. One mistake, you fall. I mean, like with me, I actually had a lot of downfalls in this game.
Yeah.
I started working with Buhle. It was coming on all right. And then all of a sudden the relationship was spoiled.
Yeah.
I worked with Jessica LM, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now she's in electro mode, I think.
Yeah.
Also with her. But me and her, we're fine.
Sure.
It's just that I feel like she has her own path.
Yeah.
Then I met Nkosazan.
Yeah.
Nkosazana as well. I'm still with Nkosazana. I'm working with Nkosazana. She's my Macala, that one. Me and her, the relationship is very tight.
Properly.
And then I have Basitana as well.
Sure.
Mm. She sings on Dalingu and Master KG. And actually, I orchestrated that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there.
I was the one who called
Nkosazana, Basitana, and Obi Vele. So, yeah.
TJ, you the hooker. All these guys.
TJ, you know, we need to call TJ before we start doing this.
Master KG knows, he can tell you. I even told him, Master KG played two beats. He played the first one, he played the second one.
Yeah. Sure.
So I was like, the first beat and Nkosazana, they're going to link.
Like, yeah.
And Basitana, Edze, and also Obi. Because I remember it was even Azana. Azana was in studio. I think she never recorded. So we only the only people who recorded was Nkosazana, Basitana, and Obi.
Hey.
The song was powerful.
You know, so, all the name drops you've made just in this entire interview.
It's unbelievable.
Also, even
it's
too many I've worked people. With Lucille Slade. She's dope as well. She's dope as well. And then now I think the other boy that they must look out for, it's Rascal Chaos.
Yeah,
Rascal Chaos is super talented as well.
Yeah.
I still have another vocalist called Cheese Beezy.
Yeah.
Cheese Beezy is one of the biggest vocalists in 2030, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
2028.
Yeah.
He's going to be very big.
Beezy,
he's super talented as well.
Yeah.
If not this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who else? You have a lot of vocalists.
Who mean? Yeah, you. your contact list.
Easy as well.
Your contact list is a flex.
Yeah, like.
Flex straight.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just contact list. I think it's a studio list.
Yeah.
You know, you know, because I don't want to see. If that was just what TJ, who TJ worked with, then I want to see his contact list.
You know, it's going to have too many.
Maybe we should. But, you know, it's been like such a pleasure conversation.
Such a good one, man. A lot of insights and definitely, you know, into you, your life, you know, your fans and all that. But yeah, man, anything you want to say to your fans, anything you want to...
I want to say thank you for giving me all this platinum.
Sure. Multi-platinum.
I'm going to have like five or six, or seven, if not mistaken.
Yeah.
Plugs.
Amazing.
Plug. And that album on 1 million on a piano second,
sure.
I'm expecting at least 8 plugs from there.
Sure.
I want 8.
Amazing.
Yeah, then I'm going to add some so-called in stuff.
Sure.
I'm just plug them like this.
No, definitely.
My first attempt in the music industry.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm still going to do more.
Sure.
Oh, I know. So, yeah. Geez, we know you're going to do more.
So thank you so much to everyone who's streaming my music.
Yeah.
And those who don't follow me, please follow me.
Follow, guys. Instagram, follow, do the thing.
@TJAY.SA.
Yeah.
And then on Facebook, it's just TJ. But you're going to see the ad cover of Sam Sokolo. Sam Sokolo is there.
It's a national anthem.
Yeah, it's an anthem. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that actually made me. Yeah. On Instagram as well, it's TJ Twain as well. Yeah.
Sure.
But TJ, just the last thing, just to let the fans know, what's the plans from you? So, what could we expect from the future of TJ?
Yo, this year is going to be hectic. I don't want to lie. Oh, and I actually forgot there's a boy called Lee Sex.
Yeah.
He plays a sexer.
Yeah.
Watch out for that boy. I'm giving you guys 6 months. Watch out for
him. Lee Sex, eh? Yeah.
Lee Sex. LE SAX.
Yeah.
Cool name,
eh? No, bro. There are other vocalists that I didn't mention. I do appreciate them. They dope as well. It's just that I feel like, you know, the timing as well. They can't all, like, be famous at the same time.
Sure.
You're going to have your fair chance.
Everyone has their moments.
Their moments, And right now, sir, it's definitely your moment, you know. But from our side, man, from Kong Republic, we'd like to wish you all the best, all the success. Wherever we can help, please do knock at our doors. Feel comfortable to whenever. But from our side, sir, we'd like to offer you a photo shoot, a free photo shoot valued to 2,500 rand.
Yeah, man.
That's,
you know,
that's the least we can
do. That's the least we can do. People coming on our podcast, you showing us support as much as we're showing you support.
Well, we're looking forward to see what TJ is going to do to the country and Amapiano in general. We are a big advocate and supporter of you, sir. We really, really are. And, Jan, there's a few things behind the scenes, behind the cameras we're actually talking about
about.
But thank you very much, and it was honestly very eye-opening and such a pleasure.
Very pleasure, man. But yeah, guys, on that note, you already know what it is. We have the best in the industry coming into Kong Republic, and right now TJ was the one who blessed us with his presence. And yeah, we appreciate the moments, all the memories, and TJ, all the best to you, my
thank
G.
You so
everybody
much.
Back
thank
home,
you.
Conquerors, safe. Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kong-cast.